Hello, this is Mellow Max, and you're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Tonight, I am joined by Amanda Leifer of Covatova. She's going to be playing an acoustic set right here in studio. But first, a PSA.
When you talk with...
Which mic are you on?
I'm on three? This mic.
Why is it so quiet?
Can you hear me now?
No, not really. Very strange. Let's see what's going on here.
Troubleshooting?
Mic 3? No. Mic 2?
Mic 2?
No. Oh, yep, I hear that. Mic 3?
Mic 3?
Very strange. That might have gone unplugged. You want to pull mic 4 over to you?
Yeah.
Cool. Let's see. Yeah.
Let's...
Does it... No? Not happy about that?
Yeah. I don't know if we can...
No? Oh, how about now?
Okay, I hear myself now. Yeah, okay,
very nice.
I don't know if we might have to do a little more maneuverage.
Yeah, let's see what happened to mic 3.
I don't know. It was doing so well.
It was doing so well.
I might have to shift over a tiny bit.
Yeah, while you do that...
Why don't you read this PSA?
Oh yeah, I can do that. Get yourself comfortable. All right. Children are naturally curious. They're born learning, so follow their lead. What does your child like about riding in the car, singing along to the radio music, counting trucks, or watching the traffic light change color? Talk with your child about what's going on around the car. It becomes a learning moment. And when you talk with your child, you build vocabulary. Learning starts long before school does. For more tips, go to bornlearning.org, a public service announcement brought to you by United Way, the Ad Council, and WMFO in Medford.
Well, I think we might be good now.
All right, and mic 3 is still not doing anything.
Mic 3 is giving up on us.
Yeah, I'll try and troubleshoot that. But in the meantime, you want to start us off with a song?
I will.
Cool.
Believe me, I ain't lying. I ain't gonna do you no harm. Believe me, it would be easy, but I will go around breaking your heart. I ain't lying, I ain't gonna tear you apart. So trust me like it's a movie. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. I wonder if you'll leave me, and are you gonna be there for long? You need me, so don't be crazy. Before you know it, I will be gone. Don't you worry, when you are with me, it's easy breezy and everything's fine. If you love me, it will be easy. I'll be yours if you'll be mine. Oh, I'll be yours if you'll be mine. Don't you worry about a thing, 'cause I'll be listening. I'll be the one who loves you and puts nothing above you. Wipe the smirk off your face and don't you hesitate. Don't leave me waiting here forever. You know you're really clever. Ba-da-da, da-da. Ba-da-da, ba-ba-ba. If you'll be mine, I'll be yours. If you'll be mine.
Woo!
Yeah!
Yay!
Are we microphone sorted?
I don't think that mic 3 is working.
That's fine. Yeah. Let's just use mic 4. I'm already here.
It looks like you're set up.
Yeah,
it looks like
just,
mic 3 is not too terribly in the way.
Stop pulling it away from me.
Mic 3? It's mine now.
Well, when you pull it, it pulls mic 4.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. All right.
I can get mic 4 in my close proximity, please.
Yeah. Well, Amanda, how are you doing?
I'm good. It's only about 200 degrees in this studio right now, and it could be worse.
It could be, and it will progressively probably get worse during the set. But for those of you listening who might have listened in the past, not only doesn't my chair squeak that much, but it is so quiet.
It's so quiet.
It's really nice.
It's so quiet right now.
Yeah.
Just the sound of our lovely voices.
Oh, yeah.
So lovely.
And sweat dripping
sweat.
Off
the
of me.
The sweat
actively.
Is real. The sweat is real.
Oh, man. Well, Amanda, where are you from? How long have you been in Boston?
Great questions. I'm from New Jersey, which I so gleefully love to talk about. And I moved to Boston about 3 years ago. It's hard to believe it's been so long, but I do love it here. So I guess there's that.
Boston's pretty cool. And we met like my first month back in Boston, your first month here. And we've been buddies ever since. It's really great having you back in the studio.
Have I played ever?
No.
I don't know if I have.
No, you've just hung out.
And the last two times we tried to make this happen, I got sick.
Yes.
So I am so happy to be in good health and able to play on the show.
And it's, it's really nice to have you. I was getting worried because it was like, I think I hung out with you both nights before you got sick and then just.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. But I was fine each time. I'm glad that you're finally in here. It's good to have you. Do you want to play another song?
I would love to.
Excellent.
Stumbling slowly down the broken stairwell. In the real world, people gonna hunt you. Gotta stay quiet, or they'll hear you thinking. They can't find you hiding in the treetop. Peeking through the ever-raging forest. Breeze flows by and sun turning to moonlight. Smell the sky and stay alone for hours. Run, go fast, sprint across the ocean. Spread on fire, ignition on motion. Put it in drive, put it in drive. If they catch you, turn into an airplane. Fly to me to get away from this place. Take it to the air. Take it to the air. Forget me. Forget me. Why don't you forget me and everyone you that they'll hear you. If it's faith, they're never gonna find you. It's gonna be over in a couple hours. Dream of beaches and a bed of roses, fresh papayas and the smell of laundry. Sleep by fire, learning to be patient. Feel the heat you're taking in the moment. Run, go fast, sprint across the ocean. Set on fire, ignition in motion. Put it in drive, put it in drive. Catch a turn into an airplane, fly to me to get away from this place. Take it to the air, take it to the air. Forget me, forget me. Why don't you forget me and everyone you know? Sweet.
Oh, very nice.
That one's called Ovi's Tune, and it is on the most recent record we, as my band Kovatova, released, called the Cozy Cabin Sessions. We recorded them in a cozy little cabin not too far from here in New Hampshire, and really proud of how those songs came out. It was one of my first forays into getting more into mixing and producing the songs myself, so really proud of how that turned out. If you want to take a listen, that's the Cozy Cabin Sessions. They're so fun.
And I would highly recommend checking it out. It is a very, it's a very fun listen. Amanda, other than escaping to cabins, what else do you like to do when you're in the songwriting flow?
Sometimes it has to just hit you. Sometimes the songs just kind of happen and they've been inside of you all this time and you kind of just like need to sit around with an instrument or just, you know, be with yourself. For me, sometimes I'll like sit down with the intention of just playing and a song will come to me. Sometimes I'll sit down with the intention of writing a song and nothing will come to me. So I wish I could say there's like a real method to my madness, but a lot of the times when I write music, it kind of like, it's a slow burn. Like I'll start a song, I'll write a lyric, I'll think of a melody, and then it'll develop over time and kind of become something more than what it used to be after each session, you know?
For sure. That makes a lot of sense. Do you have any songs from that cozy cabin session that kind of stand out were those songs that you recorded, were those songs that you had already written, were any of them new?
We had gone into the cabin session knowing we were going to record music. Those were the songs we kind of like set out to do. They were songs that like we had written both together as a band and songs that like I had written and then brought to the band for all of us to kind of like do together. But the song on the album that is the most Kova Tova song is Pint Me, which is what our music was kind of going in that direction as we, you know, started to make more music together. You know, you just get more comfortable with people. And like a lot of our writing style before was like I would write a song and then come to the band and then they would kind of like add their parts. But it was really nice to kind of have the collaboration for some of the other songs. And Pint Me was like one of those critical songs where we like all had a role in playing it and making it what it became. And I think like what it became is something really awesome. So yeah, I'm really proud of that. Like I said, I'm really proud of the cabin sessions. They were just so fun to produce, to record. I mean, no good recording session is without its drama. Like, of course, it was in a cozy cabin and we all wanted to like be cozy and have a good time, but we had this like goal of making music, and I think sometimes when we put that pressure on ourselves like we must record all these songs, it like ruins the vibe. So you know, at our most recent cabin retreat, we made it a goal to just like bring everything and like whatever happened, and we ended up like not really feeling the vibe earlier in the day, and then by the end of the day we had like one sick jam that turned into a great song that like we didn't record it at the sessions but will eventually be released, so that's kind of cool.
Absolutely. And so your band, Kova Tova, which, well, A, what does the name mean?
The name means good hat. It's just a fun little play on words because we love hats and we're cute and beautiful. We're so good.
Yeah. Do you guys usually wear hats when you play together?
No, but we used to hand out bananas because we used to call ourselves the Banana Republic, but we don't do that anymore. We're Kova Tova, but mm-hmm. We would hand out bananas at shows. I think I once handed out string cheese at shows. We were just kooky and weird.
Yeah.
And having a good time.
And so that band formed in New Brunswick, New Jersey, right?
Correct. Yes.
And so you were probably playing a lot in the basement scene there. What do you think of that kind of scene? Do you miss it? How does it compare to Boston?
I definitely miss being a part of the New Brunswick and like New Jersey music scene in general. I think like there are a lot of fantastic artists coming out of Jersey right now. And I love a tight-knit community like the way things are in Jersey. You know, there's nothing like going into a dirty basement. And it was definitely like routine for us back in, you know, college. We would go and hang out and have a good time. But as far as like the scene in Boston from the shows that I've been to, and to be honest, I haven't been to that many, like it seems very similar, but it seems much more student focused and much more like driven by the student populations here. And I feel like in New Brunswick, there was much more of like an outside like intervention, even though New Brunswick was like based around Rutgers. And like, of course, there were student bands, like there were still a lot of bands coming out of other parts of Jersey. And like touring around, and we'd have bands from Philly come and bands from New York come. So like it felt a little bit more like established, I guess, in New Jersey. But again, I haven't been too involved in the scene here in Boston. I feel like for me, music is always going to be a hobby, and I kind of like to keep it on the periphery of a lot of the things I do. So as much as I'd love to go to shows every weekend, like I feel like those days are kind of gone for me. Like that was the old me, the college me. And now like I'm happy to come play on the radio or every now and then with you or like perform at Porch Fest. But to be honest, music has kind of like fallen to the wayside and become less of a priority in my life as far as like performing and going to shows. It's much more personal now. Like I play for me. Mm-hmm. I play for my personal enjoyment.
Yeah. Yeah. And you know, and there's definitely beauty in that too. I mean, music is still a part of your life. It just always changes.
For sure.
Are there any, you mentioned that there were some very exciting up and coming New Jersey bands. Are there any that you would like to shout out on air?
Yeah, for sure. My friend Jordan is in a band called Final Resting Pose. They're putting out some great music. It's very like punk metal. And then Milkshake Grenade, another friend's band, they're putting out some great punk music as well. Of course, I need to shout out my all-time favorite band from New Jersey, which is Rugburn, featuring some of my really close friends. They are just fantastic. I think they released a new album maybe this week, or it's coming out soon. It is going to be fantastic. I've been lucky enough to hear a little bit of it before it's releasing, but even their previous album that they released also not too long ago was so good. Like, I can't stop listening to their song Limba Trip. It is so, so good. It has just, I mean, the horns, Carter Flames on the saxophone, he rips it up. Like, everyone in that band is so talented. So those three bands are probably like three of my faves right now.
Yeah, I played The Ballad of Yoga Sanchez by them on air last week on that same
it's
February
so
album.
It's so good. That so song good. Is so good.
Yeah.
The guitar is just sing. It's like... It's,
and the flute?
Yeah. Oh,
you know me. You know I'm a sucker
know,
for flute rock.
I know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you want to hit us with another song?
Okay, sure. Would you like an old song or one from the Cozy Cabin Sessions?
Ooh, let's... do I get a hint about what is each? Is there a vibe difference?
They're a similar vibe, but one is sadder, for sure, and more melancholy. And the other is a little bit... It's a different kind of sad. I guess they're both sad, but what the other one's a different kind of sad, and it's about soup.
You know, I don't know which one is which, but I do like soup. I know that much.
All right, let's do it. I'ma be a lover, not a hater. Drink coffee on the weekend with my neighbors. Maybe make tomato soup and some potatoes. Feed the homeless and go home with a halo wrapped around my head. But here I am in bed. Since the morning I've been wishing I was dead. 7 hours slept, how come I'm still wrecked? I'll call my shrink and tell her that I need a couple pills because my neck won't hold up. Snow falls colder now, but how much older do I need to be for my life to begin? I'ma be a winner, not a loser. Driving in my brand new Chevy Cruiser. I'ma be a hero, not a zero. Fight the fire and go home with the devil's voice inside my head. But here I am in bed. Since the morning I've been wishing I was dead. 7 hours slept, how come I'm still wrecked? I'll call my shrink and tell her that I need a different pill because my neck won't hold up. Snow falls colder now, but how much older do I need to be for my life to begin? 'Cause my neck won't hold up. Snow falls colder now, but how much older do I need to be for my life to begin?
Do I money will set me free. I could not wait for a moment, a marshmallow stuck in my teeth. And we can watch the birds fly from their nests. You and I can dream they'll come right back. They stay when it's warm, but the cold is about to snap. Because my neck won't hold up. Snow falls colder now, but how much older do I need to be for my life to begin? Because my neck won't hold up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. So
that's tomato soup?
That is tomato soup. Yeah. I've had the pleasure of hearing that song many times, notably at your birthday parties, which...
Isn't it funny how all my birthday parties end up with me playing my guitar? Isn't that silly? Like, why is that a thing?
But specifically that song.
It's
got the line, how much
song.
Older do I need to be for my life to begin?
And I think that's a good segue into my next song,
Go
Growing
for it.
Up.
Let's hear it. New birthday song?
It's not a new song, but we
new
could
song
play it
on your birthday too.
It's a new song. We can play it on my birthday. It's Perfect. Certainly fitting.
getting closer to the ground. Find out I'm on my own. Head first, heart strong.
That's Growing Up by me, Kovatova.
Very nice. That is Growing Up.
Yeah. Growing up's tough.
Growing up is tough.
We're kind of adults, which is like crazy and a little weird. Like, are we really?
That's what they say. That's what they say. In another couple years, I won't be eligible for the draft anymore.
Oh no. What a sad thing.
Yeah, oh darn.
I'm so bummed.
I mean, hey, that's a milestone.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite song to perform?
My favorite song to perform. Oh man. It's coming later.
Ooh, okay.
It's coming later. It's probably the last song, and I've actually not really performed it because I wrote it and kind of finished it, like, after the pandemic happened, moved to Boston. Like, I never really got a chance to perform it, but it's The Perspective. It's my song called Perspective. It's good. And that's a working title, but I'm literally releasing it any day now. I just need to make album art.
Awesome.
And I attempted album art, and it was no good. My second favorite song to play is Give Me Your Attention. That's also coming up. And then my favorite song to play, that's just a classic that I love playing with the band, is Tomato Soup. It's just, I mean, it's our classic. Like, we really came together to write that, and it's an awesome song. So,
well, not to toot my own horn or anything, but I was pretty proud of the little promotional post that I did.
Yeah.
The graphic design for that. Yeah.
I dig.
Yeah, I was pretty happy with that.
Max is trying to get me to have him design our album cover.
Hey, I didn't say that.
I've been thinking of doing a 3D photo, like some kind of fun bathtub shoot, but mm-hmm. we just haven't made it happen.
We'll have to figure it
out. I'm just envisioning hair floating in water and like sunglasses and like a half submerged face and like a foggy background, and like 3D version of that could be cool.
I can probably get my hands on a fog machine.
Well, we could also add it in post. I've got Adobe.
Or
we could
fog machine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
If you can get a fog machine, let's do it. Let's do it this week. Let's do it tomorrow. Let's get it done.
No can do.
We'll find a time. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Well, this weekend we're both going to the same music festival. That'll be cool.
Yes, I'll be going only on Friday, unfortunately. But Green River Fest is this weekend. I'm not sure if it's sold out, but there's some great bands that are playing.
Yeah, we're gonna get to see Cake Friday night.
Yeah. Running and dancing at the start of the line. I don't know. What's that song? He's going the distance. Someone's going for speed.
Yeah. And that brings me to another question. What was your best Halloween costume this year?
Oh, so yeah. Okay. Well, I do like Cake. I'm admittedly not the biggest Cake fan there is, but my Halloween costume this year was short skirt, long jacket. I wore a short skirt and a long jacket, and it was an immense effort to find a long jacket. Like, I was going to every thrift store in Cambridge and in Somerville trying to freaking find a long jacket. And I ended up finding one, thankfully. The short skirt was a little easier to find.
Yeah, I'm sure, especially in October.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, like, I went to the Goodwill in Davis Square the other week.
You were the Harry Potter guy.
The what?
The Harry Potter. His name is... Yeah.
Daniel Radcliffe?
Daniel Radcliffe.
What about him?
Weren't you him for Halloween this year?
Oh, yeah. I was Daniel Radcliffe, but specifically
in the Weird
him
Al
playing...
Movie.
Yeah, him playing Weird Al.
Yeah, that's
fun. Because when I first saw the movie poster, it just looked like he was trying to dress up as me.
It does and honestly, look astoundingly I wore this shirt. Like you. You might have.
Yeah.
You sent me like, a bunch of pics with the wig on. It was cute.
Yeah,
very cute. Love that.
I should break that out. Maybe I should wear that to the music festival.
Ooh. It's going to be like 95 also this weekend.
It might rain. Anyway, we can talk about the weather off the air.
Yeah.
Do you have another song for us?
I used to have a song called There's Nothing to Be Done About the Weather. That's kind of funny. But I don't remember how to play it. I can sing you a little bit of it. It was like, there's nothing to be done about the weather, whatever. Yeah, it was kind of like that with Yoni, my drummer, just being like, whatever. You know,
that's
it was
cute.
Like his like little thing.
Whatever. Yeah.
Whatever.
Nice.
Should I play you a new one?
Sure.
Maybe?
Sure. Do you want a silly question perfect for you?
Give me silly ones.
What if you could be any kind of tree, what kind of tree would you be?
Oh, that's a perfect question. If I could be a tree, should I pick my favorite tree or a tree I'd want to be? This is a critical question.
I think it's like picking like your spirit tree.
Okay. If I could pick a tree that I'd want to be, this is really tough.
For context, she's a landscape architect. She knows her trees.
I do know my trees. I wish I knew my trees better, but I do know my trees. I think I would pick the tree Liriodendron tulipifera, which is the tulip tree. It has an immense, long, stalky trunk, and it has these gorgeous tulip-like yellow flowers, and it's just... so dazzling, and I think I am also just so charming and dazzling, but I'm not very tall or stocky, so not in looks but in attitude I am the tulip tree.
I also think that I'm a tulip tree, and they just grow real fast too. That's
they
the
are
other
fast
cool thing
growers
about them.
They grow very fast.
Yeah,
they're nice in an alley. You could walk among them when they're blooming. It's very nice.
Yeah, we had one in my backyard growing up.
Love
we
it.
Called it the Max Dream. So it was a little sapling when I was a baby. It's a good thing.
And
anyway,
then it grew up so big. They grow up so fast.
And then fell over a couple years ago.
Oh, okay. Well, you haven't quite met your decline. So you're doing good. Outliving the tree.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Let's hear the next one. What have you got for us?
I will say before I start this one, this is like a kind of mashup of a song that I started a long time ago called Overthink. It was a demo. And... I wrote this other song that kind of felt like it needed something to it. And so I kind of mashed up the two, and I feel like it works really well. I'm sorry, I'm bashing the mic. I'm trying to get comfortable.
Are you comfortable?
Yeah.
Good.
I'm comfy. I'm as comfy as I'm going to be in this 200-degree studio.
I told you it was going to get hotter.
I knew. Okay, anyway. Anyway, here's Overthink. Lately I've been playing games, wrestling people for the change. I've been waiting for something better than nothing. Maybe things get better for a while, or maybe they do not. I've been trying to reach you. Hello, can you hear me? I've been waiting. Misremembering days we spent just disagreeing. Maybe I forgot. I think I did it all on purpose. Can you help me find a way to listen better? Call you when I'm thinking of you lately. It's hard not to.
Lately, I've been thinking about the days we used to spend all day together, wondering if this would be our lives forever. Maybe it was always meant to fall apart or something like that. I don't write the stories, baby. I can't write the story over. As bad as it seemed before. Things have been a bit clearer since I've been gone. I was a fool all along, I am no more. I feel a little unsettled when I overthink all scenarios and the same. Distract myself from thinking of you. Lately, it's hard not to.
That's overthink.
Excellent.
And I've been doing not that much overthinking lately.
That's good. Have you been doing the right amount of thinking?
I would say so.
I think I might be underthinking a little bit.
I think I'm doing an intelligent amount of thinking.
Have you been thinking about, metacognition?
I've been thinking about thinking.
Yeah.
I've been thinking about thinking quite a bit.
Huh. How about that? Well, that's a dangerous thing to overthink about. Did you, when you were in school, did your teachers talk about metacognition a lot?
No.
Okay.
When I was in school, we talked more about, like, the theory of how you feel when you're outside and the sense of place and the blah, blah, blah.
Okay. Yeah.
School. I don't want this to sound like I didn't like school. I loved school. School's good. But it was a lot of that. Good.
Yeah. I don't know. We had a lot of metacognition at some point. That word is buried deep in my psyche.
Mm.
Yeah.
You know what I have been thinking about, what? Which is a fab transition into the next song?
Yeah.
About 2 weeks ago, I was hit in the bike lane while on my bike by a car. And that was no fun. I did not have a good time with that. And as a landscape architect, I'm obviously like a big advocate for, you know, complete streets and better infrastructure in our cities. And it's funny because I had written this song called Bike Lane with my drummer a couple months ago. And when I texted him that I had been in this accident, I was like, we're going to have to fancy that we make this demo ASAP because it is now more relevant than ever. And I think it's catchy. And yeah.
I think you should play it in protest at City Hall.
That'd be kind of fun.
I haven't heard it yet. I don't know. But
yeah. I'm going to do my best to play it.
Cool.
Traffic, you can't take the train. 20 miles an hour cruising through the street, passing vehicles, pedestrians, and city creeps. I was trying my best to stay in my lane. I was trying, but they never see me coming. Don't hit me in the bike lane, I'm holding on real tight. I've got some places to go, would love to get home tonight. Don't hit me in the bike lane, I'm holding on real tight. You've got some places to go, would love to get home tonight. People in spandex running through the lights, the cops don't pay attention to us riding on our bikes. Hit a pothole going 30 mph, tossed over the handlebars to meet my fate. Look both ways when I ride my bike, hoping I get home safe tonight. Crowded infrastructure, can I get a break? I'm losing all my consciousness cause you don't hit your brakes. Don't hit me in the bike lane, I'm holding on real tight. I've got some places to go, I'd love to get home tonight. You hit me in the bike lane, I held on real tight. I had places to go, I'm not coming home tonight. You hit me.
Wow, there's your demo. That was awesome. That was a really fun one.
Thanks.
And also, like, I think that you caused your accident having written that song.
Did I will it into existence?
I think you might have. I don't know. Like, yeah, I think that...
No, it's completely the driver's fault. She opened her door. I went flying. It was nuts. But it's just another reminder that we need to look out for cyclists on the road. We got to share the road. Everybody wants to get home safe. And, like, that's what the song's about.
Yeah. No. And, the chord progression there.
It's simple.
It's
effective. It's, like, it's just, it's the kind of thing that will hopefully stay in your head. And it's, like, a little bit of an advocacy thing, you know?
Yeah.
Like, let's have better bike lanes in our cities.
I like that one a lot. I'm
Sweet.
Definitely going to be looking forward to and re-listening to that recording.
Yeah, maybe we'll release it as like a real demo.
Yeah,
you can send it to me.
If you want, you can release all these songs on as an album.
Oh.
Yeah.
I'll think about it.
Yeah.
Definitely that one, because why not?
Yeah.
And maybe we'll release the full one with the band at a later point.
Mm-hmm. For sure. And then the chord progression there reminded me of Somebody I Used to Know by Gautier.
Oh.
Boom, boom, boom.
I don't know how to play
those first two notes, yeah.
I don't...
Somewhere,
yeah. Boom, 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 boom. I don't know,
yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, can't freaking noodle around here right now.
Noodling is tough, especially in this heat.
Yeah.
It's autopilot. It's cruising right now.
I did bike today.
Mm-hmm.
I biked to a lake, and I swam in the lake, and then I biked back. And that was lovely. A great way to get out in the heat and not have it feel as miserable as, moving on the bike with the wind in your hair.
Yeah.
In your helmet.
Yep. I'm dripping sweat in here. It's crazy.
Yeah, no, I specifically knew this was going to happen. I'm looking forward to the hot shower, or I should say cold shower.
I'm going to take one in the bathroom, too, after this.
Yeah. It's brutally hot in here.
God,
I don't want to understate it.
But it sounds so quiet.
It's very quiet.
It's so nice.
The reason we're dripping sweat is because the AC makes this loud humming sound.
It's very loud.
And it's better to suffer in this heat and...
Yep.
Deal with it.
Gotta suffer for beauty. And not only is it, and then the AC doesn't even work that well when it is on. But anyway.
Mm. I have three more songs.
Let's
hear
it.
I know we've got time to do. I don't know if we have time to do it.
If you want to, we absolutely, I mean, we got 13 minutes. You want to just play all of them?
Let's go.
If you want, you can play two, we can talk, and then you can wrap things up. It's okay if we go over a little bit too.
Okay.
Yeah.
This one is called Give Me Your Attention, and the one I'm going to play after it is called You Can Give Me Away. Thank you. I've been thinking about all those summer days. You always knew exactly what to say, and I wouldn't have it any other way, any other way. It's been so long without you, I can't deny. When you do not call me, I lose my mind. When you call me crazy, I wanna die. Can you tell me why? You sleep easy, it's alright, I'll be fine in the morning. Give me your attention. I'm queasy, I'm boring, I need an intervention. Give me your attention. I need to be real for a second. I need to admit that I'm helpless, that I still can't resist the idea of you. And I'm feeling blue, do you still want me to? I'm here and I'm loud and I'm begging, can you listen to me for a second? Darling, honey, I can't stand it. Give me attention, I cannot bear it. And I'll sleep easy, it's alright, I'll be fine in the morning. Give me your attention. I'm queasy, I'm boring, I need an intervention. Give me your attention. Moving slowly, feeling lonely, I need someone to hold me. If only you could save me. I think I'm going crazy. I was waiting, kept complaining, fill my head with all the maybes. Can't avoid it, I'm annoying. So baby, don't ignore me, and I'll sleep easy. It's alright, I'll be fine in the morning. Give me your attention. I'm queasy, I'm boring, and I need an intervention. Give me your attention. I've gotta make some noise. I've gotta make some noise. I've gotta make some noise. So I can sleep easy. It's alright, I'll be fine in the morning. Give me your attention. I'm queasy, I'm boring, I need an intervention. Give me your attention.
This next one is called You Can Give Me Away.
Do you want me now? I think I know how this one's gonna go. They all turn out the same. It's such a shame that they don't know. I'm just easy breezy, lemon squeezy, break your heart and make you queasy. So predictable, and you let me go. You want me to stay? perfect moment, but the picture won't take. You can't give me away. Give me away. You can't give me. Say it's for the best. So for you I recommend, for you I recommend, never think of me again. Never think of me again. I just call it like I see it, darling. Give me a break. I'm a bot and I'm a heretic who can't communicate. It's a picture perfect moment, and the picture won't take. And you gave me away, yay. And you gave me away. You can give me away. You can give me away, yeah. And you gave me away. And that was it. Those are two songs.
Yeah.
There's one more, but yeah.
Do you wanna talk a little bit first? Do you wanna,
yeah,
do you
wanna play it? Yeah, a little bit more.
Do you want those?
No, I'm just gonna drip sweat. Yeah, Max is pointing okay. to some paper towels. Yes. I'm just gonna sweat. It's yeah. just I've accepted it. I'm one with the sweat now.
Yeah, I really hope that the door moving wasn't that loud, because I did have to step out for a second and grab something, and it does feel marginally better. Out, it's going to feel really good to go outside and bring the next guest in.
That's good.
Yeah.
That's so delightful.
Yeah.
I'm warm for sure.
Oh, for sure.
I, yeah, no photo and video from this point on, please.
No, yeah.
It's a warm one in this place.
It's authentic.
Yeah, I feel like we've got a good vibe of what this means.
Yeah. Well, did you have something else to...
No, I'm just basking in the sweat. I mean, it feels so good to play these songs. Like, I mean, it's such an energy release, like to just, you know, and they all mean a lot to me in different ways. And they're all like, you know, special in their own kind of unique ways. So makes me feel, you know, I'm feeling.
Absolutely.
And my butt hurts from sitting on this.
Yeah, that stool's not great.
It's not ideal.
No. Especially because it's broken and, yeah.
It's just reminding me of the bike seat I was on all morning.
Yeah. Well, you're almost there.
One more song to
go. One more song to go.
I'm going to use it to prop up my leg, but I'm kind of going to stand a little bit, if that makes sense.
Looks fairly comfortable.
My whole right leg is numb.
So sorry.
It's okay. You don't have to worry about me. I'm just gonna, you know, play this one last song, and there have been a lot of lyrics we've had to change because of the illicit nature, but I gave myself a cheat sheet so I don't say bad words on the air.
I believe in you.
Critical that we keep it PG.
Of course.
13. Here I go. I'm doing fine without you. I'm doing good alone. I'm all right without you. I think it's funny, so very funny, that you come around begging me for money. Those days are over. I'm getting sober after one more glass of Chardonnay and Coca-Cola. You had me hooked, but I've been saving up my lies because I'm tired of you lying and the thing between your thighs. Get lost, I'm a bad, bad woman. Keep off, I'm a mad, mad woman. Get lost, I'm no longer your woman, 'cause you're wasting all my time and
I'll be better off without you. You think you're clever, now more than ever. Your lady's gone, and she's nothing but bad weather. Don't you worry, or even miss me. I'm kissing all the pool boys from Montana to New Jersey. You did me wrong, and I've been saving up my cash, so you can hope your brand new lady kicks you in the... Get lost, I'm a bad, bad woman. Keep off, I'm a bad, bad woman. Get lost, I'm no longer your woman, and you're wasting all my time, and I'll be better off without you. You think I'm crazy? I'm not your little lady. I never was, and now I never will be. Your days are numbered, kick you to the gutter. Too big of you to go home crying for your mother. If you never met me, I'd be better off for sure. So you can go and find a dirty freaking whore. Get lost, I'm a bad, bad woman. Keep off, I'm a mad, mad woman. Get lost, I'm no longer your woman, cause you're wasting all my time, and I'll be better off without you. Ba-ba-da, ba-ba-da-da.
There it is.
Perfect timing.
Perspective.
Perspective. Well done. Do you have any final words of wisdom?
Be who you are, and that'll be enough.
Beautiful. Also, what's your name? Where can people find you? Where can people find your music?
My name is Amanda from Kovatova, K-O-V-A-T-O-V-A.